Hello, everybody. You are listening to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby, and sitting in my tiny West Town apartment is...
Esmeralda Leon.
This is a sweatbox.
Yeah, it is.
This is no longer a normal podcast.
Woo.
12 seconds in, we've decided, no, this is just a competition to see who can go the longest.
We're losing weight here.
Or something. I think I will be able to stay in this room longer than you. You are not used to these conditions. I have been prepping myself with my cat, who's miserable. And we're going to do this. You ready to do this?
Well, I could do it. I just complain a lot.
Look at how shiny my arm is.
That's the only... Oh, God.
That's awesome.
Looks like you've been putting on Vaseline.
I do not have any Vaseline on my skin at this moment.
Which would be horrible because I believe that clogs pores.
Vaseline? Oh, yeah.
And then so you would just maybe die because you couldn't sweat.
Speaking of clogging pores, I have a handkerchief in my hand, a bandana, whatever. Is that bad to use on my face? I've been wiping
my face
up. Because wouldn't that clog pores?
Why would wiping off the stuff that could clog your pores?
Because couldn't it, like, press in the oils?
No.
No? That's why I'm asking. See, you're going to be an awful parent. You just laughed at me, and that was a genuine question.
Yeah, well...
Why would you laugh at me?
You know what? I'm only doing what my parents did.
They just laughed at you.
So there you go.
Speaking of parents, your parents are still together.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Well, you know.
No, I don't know. What's your background again? I love talking about your makeup. It's great.
Guatemalan, Mexican, and Chinese.
That's so great.
So, and they're old school. So what never in a million years would they divorce.
Yeah, but that's three different schools.
No, it's not.
Guatemalan, okay, fine. That's 2.5 different schools.
And the Chinese doesn't really take into account.
How big Chinese?
My
how
dad's
much,
half.
So you're 25% Chinese.
Yeah.
Does he consider himself Chinese at all?
Mm.
Or does he identify more as a Mexican or as a...
He's Guatemalan.
As an Asian man. I almost said a China man.
He's Guatemalan.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Your mother's 100% Mexican.
He's more on the Guatemalan side.
How did Guatemalans and Chinese people meet up?
There's a bunch
breed?
There. There's a bunch There's of Guatemalan.
Bunch there. What are you talking about?
A lot of Chinese immigrants went to Guatemala.
There's
a big chunk
So
there.
What wave is your father of immigrant? Like 10th wave, first wave, second... Does that make
In
sense?
In Guatemala?
Yeah. Like,
he is technically first generation Chinese in Guatemala.
So his parents are from China. Or
his
one
dad
of,
is.
His dad is from China. He's dead.
Yeah.
Did you ever meet that man?
No, I never. He died when my dad was young.
Was he a good guy or a bad guy?
My dad says he used to give sandwiches to the whores and prostitutes.
Your grandfather did.
Yes. And he was a big gambler.
In order for sexual favors or in order
just
because
he was nice. He would just go give him sandwiches. He
but,
was like that guy. Like he would he'd be like, yeah, everybody, eat.
Why did your dad have to qualify it with they were whores? Because
that's what he remembers.
Oh, okay.
That they were whores and prostitutes.
Was your dad the father of Popeye? Your dad's
No.
Okay. We're at 3 minutes. So far, so good. Round one, done.
I can do it. I got my soda.
Yeah.
And ice. Although that might dehydrate
me. I'm drinking from a giant water bottle and you're drinking Sprite.
Oh, mine also has ice in it.
Oh, ice. That's what that'll
it's very
that'll
cool.
cancel out all the
I can
sugar.
Put it on my I said does it matter?
That does matter.
I'm just trying to say
you're
going to
get dehydrated quicker.
No, because
this
I have
talk
there's
marathon.
Ice in the water and
you know why
it
this
on my
room is
points.
Never going to get air conditioners, listeners? Do you know why, listeners?
Because we complain about things.
No, because
and
this
we talk
is
over
one of the
other?
Rooms where the a window was kicked in. So we can't have an air conditioner in this room, or else we'll get robbed again.
Oh, I see.
Yeah,
You could get a stand-up one.
I've never seen a stand-up air conditioner.
They look like big, ugly 1950s vacuums.
What does that look like?
Like a
R2-D2?
Large? Yeah, it looks like a big robot in a tube that you shove into the
Are
window.
Are those common now?
I think so for big rooms.
I've never seen one.
For big rooms, because, you know...
So, like, if Batman was going to
help... or whatever the hell.
If Bruce Wayne was going to, like, air condition the Wayne Manor, he'd use that instead of...
No, he would get central air.
Well,
he's rich.
Some old buildings you can't put in central air.
He's fucking Batman.
So?
He can do whatever
Maybe
he wants. He's
going to
knock it down and then put some central air in there.
Well, that ruins the integrity of the building. You don't know anything about architecture.
Anyway, they already knocked it down in the first movie.
Yeah, it was a movie.
So, he had to rebuild.
I'm talking about
I'm
the
sure
comic
you put central
version.
Air in.
Yeah, they never talk about those things. Like, how are Batman's toilets? Does Alfred, like, there's
really
gotta be,
nice
like, a
toilet.
Huge staff of just maintenance people that are never mentioned.
There can't be.
Why can't they be they mentioned?
Because they would totally find out about the Batcave.
So that place has to be filthy.
Yes.
Yeah. How?
Or so, Alfred is a mega genius.
He's also, like, 900.
Well, you know what? He's kept him this long. I think it's because he has good cleaning standards.
Blackmail.
And not because he's blackmail. A faithful friend.
Remember Jeffrey, I keep saying waiter. The butler on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yes.
Was supposed to be an Olympic fraud.
Okay.
Do you remember that episode?
No.
They showed tape of Jeffrey's like, I have a big scandal, and there's a reason why he works in America now. It's because he was a marathon runner that cheated in, like, the 1980 Olympics.
Oh.
And he's like, the shame of Britain.
Do they even have marathon runners?
They have marathons in the Olympics? I don't know. That's not the point. My point is, that should be the point, but that's not the point. I always hated the quality of footage that they used. Like, you can tell, like, it was just a college student type film. It looks so bad. And This was NBC. They don't have, like, a...
I think that was the point, though, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't, because they used stock footage of, like, the real Olympics of that year, and then, like, taped in. I'm so hot. Interesting. This is great. They cut in other footage of Jeffrey the butler just running, and it looks so shitty. Like, there's no excuse for that, NBC.
Well, what year was this?
1994, 95.
All right, well...
There's no excuse. It angers me. Because if you're going to
Did you write a letter?
No, I didn't. Maybe I should start writing letters.
An email?
No, I decided...
Could you have written an email?
I said, I'm going to do a podcast 16 years later, and we'll figure this out as a team.
So this is essentially almost like a Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Yeah. This podcast, every time we record, is just me...
It's going to go back to 1994.
Going back to sitcoms and arguing points.
And like, no one will give a shit.
No, I don't
then
give a shit.
Then or now.
Why would I give a shit? But it's still in my head.
You're talking about it, aren't you?
You want to know something that haunts me to this day? There's a memory I have of a Johnny Carson episode that haunts me. And I
episodes
fucking,
can haunt you?
Well, specifically this one segment on one episode. It haunts me to this day, and it's going to bother me till I die. I think about it minimum once a week. I got pepper in my tooth. Hold on. Talk.
Wow. Why would you... I mean, what could you even...
Oh, God,
possibly
that.
Think that would be that frightening. Is it frightening,
it
just like it makes you think?
It doesn't even make me think. It just angers me. Well, most things do. Okay,
let
me just talk
you?
About it. My grandmother and I would watch the monologues of Carson every night. This is from 10 on. From 10 to, I don't know, until she got ill. Like, from I was 10 to 13, I would watch either the Letterman, the Leno, or the Carson monologue with her every night. Mm-hmm. So we would definitely watch Carson, especially towards the last month. About three nights left in the show, maybe four, he has this bit with a Saddam Hussein toilet. And, like, he flushes the toilet. It's a prop joke. And people start laughing. He goes, that's not even the joke. And they keep laughing. He goes, well, now I'm not going to tell the joke. And they're like, please tell the joke. He's like, that's it. I'm never going to tell the joke. I'm out of here in 3 days. You'll never know. And, like, I still think of that.
You think you want to hear the joke?
I want to hear the joke. And I know it's a bad joke. It doesn't matter. But that haunts me. I wish I could forget that he goes, you'll remember this, or something like that.
Why?
It freaks me out. And that in Unsolved Mysteries, when they ask for your when they ask for your help and they show the composite sketch. Those two things still, like, freak me the fuck out.
Unsolved Mysteries theme music freaked the fuck out of me.
It's not even the
still
music.
Does.
The music doesn't bother me at all. It's the composite sketch with the phone number. That's
right.
What freaks me out. One is fine. One is bad. Mm-hmm. But a composite sketch...
You know, you could probably find that joke.
He never told it.
But he had writers.
So what? It doesn't
matter.
What
do you mean, so what? He didn't come up with that joke. The writers did.
It doesn't matter.
I bet they know it.
I'm sure the joke was, we keep flushing Saddam down the toilet, but he keeps popping right back up. Or we keep shitting on Saddam and his head keeps popping back up. Like, I know what the joke is.
If we were to find you the joke, would you die happy?
No, because he's dead.
But I'm telling you, there's writers.
What I really want to know is... Why would he do that to us with a week left? Like, that's the meanest thing.
I wonder if you're
the only
one
I've
thinking about
this.
I've got to
be the only one in the entire world. But that's why I've never... Whenever I think of Johnny Carson,
you should have gone to his funeral and been like, why didn't you tell us the last
why
joke?
Did you live such a private life at the end? I wanted to respect your privacy! You haunt me!
I wonder if Ed McMahon... Well, he's dead?
Dead McMahon. Dead
he's dead,
McMahon.
Right?
Yeah, he died a few weeks ago? Months ago?
No, not weeks.
Well, he was in the Cash for Gold commercial in the Super Bowl like a year or two ago.
Oh.
So, and Gary Coleman, I think.
He was in the commercials?
So, Hammer's next.
Oh, dead. Yeah, Coleman died. Yeah, he's dead.
And Ed McMahon.
Okay.
Didn't he?
I don't know.
Because, they were trying to, it was this year, I think.
I don't remember. I love when people die and then it's sad when we're like, did he die?
Oh, my God. Look at my arm again. Oh, wow, that's awesome.
Mine aren't shiny. They're just, like, damp.
My girlfriend... interns at NPR, so she gave me a tour of the studio, and it was like, amazing, and I'm so impressed. June 23rd, 2009 is when Ed McMahon died.
Oh, okay.
They have these keyboards. Like, I'm so impressed by the dumbest things. They have these keyboards. I'm sure they had them at the Loop, where you just type. They're on the table. They're not attached to any computer or anything. There's no wires. It's, like, jelly.
No, we had regular old...
Oh, really?
We had a laptop to, when we screened phone calls. Mm-hmm. And when the producer would talk on the mic, I would be screening phone calls and typing in whoever it was. And sometimes my boss would be like, who's typing so loud? What's that noise?
Who did you work for? You worked for Hanna-Barbera Villains.
Yep.
Jesus. No, I want those keyboards.
So, yeah, we were ghetto. We didn't get to use any fancy pants.
Nice. Wiping my sweaty arm off. I went to Pitchfork, bought these handkerchiefs, best purchase of the weekend. Oh, yeah, that shows up. If you're listening to this and you haven't heard of the Pitchfork show, I'm relatively happy with it. I think listen to it. Yeah, it's not bad. I got a compliment today from one of the people that was on the show. But I think that she just complimented me because she's going to be on our show, like a different show. So okay. If she was like, that sucked, she'd I'd make an enemy or something.
All right.
My head's weird right now. Is your head weird right now? Does
no,
he do weird things
I'm
to your
fine.
Skull?
Oh, you're such you a liar. Live here,
as
so
soon as
I
we
don't
got
know
on
why
the
it's
mics,
ruining you.
You shut up and stop complaining. The first hour you were here was just bitch, bitch, bitch.
Because I'm used to it now.
No, you're such a liar.
And I know I get to leave at one point.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm fine with it.
You're stuck here.
This room is,
this is your house.
Much warmer than the rest of the rooms. We didn't even get to topic one. This is great. Okay, let's get to topic one. You found this story today, and I think it's great.
Yes. A man in Mysore, which is in southern India, he was forced by a mob to marry his girlfriend when the mob found out that they had been together for 10 years.
Stop. How does a mob find that out?
I don't know. I'm. You know what it is? I bet she just let it slip.
At a church meeting?
Probably. And then, you know, it just wildfire. It spreads. And then the mobs go.
So what happens when the mob finds out?
They grab him. Get a florist.
Physically?
Yes.
Physically.
They physically grab the man. Get a florist, because that's important. And shove him into a church and marry him. They get him married to the girlfriend.
And there's footage of this.
There is. And he's the most just sad-looking man
ever. And they were together 10 years.
Yeah.
At a certain point, why do you care?
Well, he didn't want to give up his bachelorhood, apparently.
I kind of agree with the mob in this case. Because if they're his friends, I'm sure they're sick of him, like, probably making comments like, it's so great being single. It's like, you're not fucking single, man.
And you should watch the video because the look on his face is just priceless. He just looks so depressed.
He had no kids either, right?
No, I don't think so.
Did it say his age? I didn't see his age in the story.
I didn't see an age either.
He didn't look young or old. He looked like 35.
Yeah, he looked 30s. And I just love, she's kind of like secretly really happy about it. She's like, finally get married.
Isn't that,
an old maid anymore?
I agree with the crowd and I completely disagree with her.
Oh, of course.
How is that possible?
I don't know how she kept it on for 10 years if she wanted
to
get married.
I kind of like the mob because they did the florist thing.
Yeah, they got
that's
a florist.
Kind of
that's
great.
That's important.
It's like, we got to get a good photographer.
Although it is India.
What does
and
that
they
mean?
Do the wreaths of flowers and all that stuff.
There's a ton of rituals here. I don't think...
I know, but I think that's a
big
one.
Fine, fine. I still appreciate the ritual.
I think it's a big... Like, that's kind of a symbol of
that's
married.
I like that ritual. I like the Greeks throw on the plate. That's a neat one.
I know in Spanish, at least
I like
Catholic
the Italians
churches.
Killing one person based
sacrifice?
On a mob wish.
But I know in Catholic churches they do
I
the
like
rope.
The Jewish guilt you get from not being Jewish and marrying a Jew.
All right. She gets to break the glass. I like you get to break glass and you Mazel Tov!
Yep, and the chairs where you get to see butts.
What?
Isn't that the Jewish thing? Where
they raise them up and they
it's like, hey, look at our butts.
Dance, and I'm always scared that someone's just going to fall.
Yes, that's the basis of like 30% of wedding videos submitted to America's Funniest Home Video.
That
hosted by
true.
Tom Bergeron.
Yeah.
Would you want to host a show like that?
No. He makes some really bad jokes.
No offense, but how is that any different than like an afternoon radio person? I'm just asking. I'm not like throwing bullets here. Or throwing bullets? That's not even a saying. I'm throwing bullets.
Because you have to make corny jokes. Because that's what America's Funniest Videos is.
How is that different than, like, once again, an
You don't have to.
Okay.
Do corny jokes on your show. You can do a whole different spin on it.
What was your
no
spin
one's forcing
be?
You to do corny jokes.
Program director. They won't hire you and they can get rid of you. Oh, yeah, because radio is so stable.
I know, but if you're there and they stick with you, then fine. But
who
I'm,
sticks with
but
you?
I doubt I would. I doubt I would be like, yeah, I do corny jokes left and right. Hire me.
What if you?
I don't think that's a big.
What if you could get an like a afternoon drive shift in Chicago, but you had to do corny jokes?
But they give me a list of corny jokes.
Yeah, they'd give you like.
Like you must say one of these one every hour.
It'd be like the guys, the radio guys on The Simpsons, where it's not morning shock, but it's like wah wah.
I guess maybe you could try to make it ironic. Maybe.
So you would or you wouldn't?
No, well, you'd do it, but you'd do it in, you know, you'd say them in such a way that people would be like, oh, huh. She's making fun. I don't know.
You don't like Tom Bergeron? Good old
I don't
TV.
Mind Tom Bergeron. I actually didn't like when Bob Saget did it because it would really get on my nerves.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Saget went the other way, as we all know.
Yeah, I know. I don't really like it.
Did you see the roast? I never saw the roast.
I saw bits of it.
Are you asking me if I like Bob Saget's comedy?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, no.
It's horrible. He just swears and says crude things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know.
I don't get it.
What do you not get about that?
I just like, I know you're on Full House.
Do you
House.
Not understand comedy? You don't
yes,
understand
but it's not even funny crude.
It's not. Do you understand Carrot Top? Do you understand that appeal?
Well, Carrot Top is kind of funny.
Oh, really?
I like his funny, what are they called?
Props.
Props.
He's got one thing.
His inventions.
Props. You like his steroids and crazy hair?
Oh, I haven't seen him since then.
Since
but, you know,
when?
Back
he's had
when,
him for like 8 years.
No, well, it was a long time ago and he just did the props and that's all he did. Wasn't. On steroids.
Well, do you understand why Dane Cook is popular? Carlos Mencia.
Yeah, I know.
Bob Saget's the same crew.
I just don't.
It's not for you. Who do you like?
I mean, I thought Dane Cook was funny at one point. Not anymore. You kind of grow out of it.
Yeah, you should. You should.
It's like you grow up and you're
it's
like,
it's completely
what?
Healthy to want to have sex with teenage girls if you're a teenager. And it gets weirder and weirder as time progresses. That's Dane Cook comedy.
Yeah. We'll see.
Super finger. Let's
the
get Su-fi. Some super finger up in here.
Su-fi.
Is that what it's
called? Yeah, oh. It's a Su-fi.
Dane Quick. Dane Quick. That's got to be the mad comic character of Dane Cook. Dane Quick.
Dane Quick. Is that his evil twin?
And he's got the Quick Bunny from Pancakes.
What?
Is it the Quick Bunny? Quick is a batter.
Pancakes?
Quick batter.
Quick is fucking chocolate.
Chocolate milk.
Chocolate
Fuck.
Milk.
Yeah, yeah,
God
yeah,
damn
yeah.
it. Did it's, you not drink Quick milk when you were little?
I think I had the other one. What's the other one? We never had Quick.
What?
There's another
one. Did you
one.
Have just Dominic's brand?
If we had chocolate milk, we usually had it. We never had the mix, usually.
Oh. We, like, oh, syrup?
We didn't have syrup. No, we had chocolate milk. We bought, like, in
oh, like a thing
yeah,
of chocolate milk.
Yeah, like
oh,
a fucking
no.
pro.
No, we were quick. Quick, and then if you go to Mexico, it's...
Why would I go to Mexico?
I forget what brand it is, but it's a little boy kicking a soccer ball.
That's why I go to Mexico, just for my chocolate milk needs. This heat is making me dumb. It really is.
Okay, so
my mouth is already really
wait,
dry.
Wait, so let's. I'm
let's
kind
finish
of excited.
The marriage thing.
Yeah, what? I'm kind of excited about it because I want to talk about my theory. It's not really a theory. I think everyone knows this.
Fine, go ahead.
That weddings are scams.
Weddings are scams.
Not even
to
the
Esmeralda.
Not even the idea of it. The actual wedding.
The wedding day is a scam.
That whole
let's
thing.
Let's go over
is
a wedding
the
day.
Biggest fucking scam.
Let's go
on
over
Earth.
The worst wedding. Like every problem you have with wedding days, I'll throw out. What usually happens, and you tell me what's wrong with it, okay?
Okay.
The bride can't see the groom. What's wrong with that?
Oh, see, that's not even my
okay,
issue.
Okay, okay, let's go over issue by issue. What's wrong with the team of people that are helping the woman get dressed? The friends and the family. What's wrong with that?
I don't know.
What's wrong with a bunch of guys drinking at a bar at 10 a.m. before they got to go to a wedding?
Why would you get drunk before your wedding?
Because you're at a wedding. I don't know. What's wrong with the limo and or carriage ride to the wedding?
No.
Okay. What's wrong with the service? You're a religious person. You're a
no.
spiritual
that's,
person.
That's not it.
What's wrong with the reception?
Cheap food.
But that's not every wedding. That's not every wedding. You've been to a lot of shitty weddings then.
Well, I guess so.
What,
give
why
you chicken.
Is chi- yeah, well, chicken's not... Yes,
that's
chicken's not...
crap, rubbery chicken.
But that's not every wedding. A lot of weddings I've been to, the food's been great.
I know. That's not my issue. Can I tell you my issue?
No, not yet. Let's get to that.
God damn.
What's wrong with the open bar at the wedding?
That's fine, although some are pay.
Some are pay. That's bad. That's a bad thing. I'll give you that. Mm-hmm. What's wrong with inappropriate comments from older uncles to younger bridesmaids? What's wrong with that? That's the circle
that's every
of
every wedding I went to.
What's wrong with getting trashed and sleeping in a hotel because it's good not to drive drunk?
That's fine.
That's your wedding. What's the problem? How is it a scam?
It's more a scam to the people that you involve in your wedding.
You can still say no.
I know, and I find it ridiculous when people are obliged to say yes. I mean, I'm not going to say yes to anybody. Fuck them.
Merle, if I ask you to be in my wedding, will you be in my wedding?
No.
Why?
Because I have to fucking pay for the stupid gown. I have to get a dress.
What if the dress is
I have to get a dress.
Shut up. Shut your mouth right now. Hold on a second. Do you not like dresses?
No, it's just I have to pay for one that I'm not, never going to wear again.
That's another thing I was going to ask you. You just got to stop before I yell and compliment you. What if we... That's like that's the reasoning of an abusive husband. Shut up so I can compliment you. What is the...
Or hit me.
Yeah. Love taps.
Oh, God.
What if it's a dress you can wear again?
I guess, but it better be under 50.
What if the dress is $70, but it's a
dress... Okay, that's... Okay, under 100.
Okay. I think 100 is not that great to ask for a nice dress, especially if you can wear it again. I don't see a problem with that. So what's the deal? What's
can
the
I tell you why
I've we can
had
start
these,
one.
These...
We're going to squash every issue until you're love and marriage and weddings.
All right, well...
You're going to write for Bridal Magazine.
John.
John is your boyfriend?
Yes. He has agreed to be in his friend's wedding, who he's known since he was little.
That's
they went
nice.
To school together.
This
I know, it's
in,
very
this
nice.
Is in Dixon?
It's not in Dixon. It's going to be in La Porte, Indiana.
LaPorte. How does he know a guy from La Porte, Indiana?
I don't know. I think it's the bride. I don't know.
The what?
The bride.
Oh, okay.
So he has to be in the wedding. He has to... his costs are...
This is John, your boyfriend.
Yes. The suit. Mm-hmm. He had to go get a fitting at the men's warehouse.
The shittiest of all warehouses.
Yeah, and he has to pay for that. He has to buy a present.
Mm-hmm.
He has to go out to La Porte, Indiana and stay there.
Mm-hmm.
$200 a night.
Why is it so much?
Because that's what it is. There's not that many places around there.
There's no friends he could stay with?
No. We don't know people there.
I understand that, but there can't be like
and a rental car for at least two nights.
Are you going out there?
I'm going for one. It's only an hour and a half away, but he wants to stay the wedding night.
That makes sense for drinking
because,
purposes.
Yeah.
Totally.
Which I'm just like, whatever. And he's like, it's $200. I'm like, good luck.
Are you helping him at all with the...
No, I don't have any money.
Jesus.
We actually, I was invited to a wedding.
Your voice got real high.
I know. I was invited to a wedding. I didn't go.
Why didn't you go?
Because it was in Michigan, and I couldn't afford the... It was like 100 and something a night. 100 something to 200 a night.
You don't have to spend the night.
It was 5-6 hours away.
Yeah, I get that. You drive there. You leave the wedding at, like, I don't know, 10 p.m. and not be drunk. You drive 2 hours, get like a cheap Motel 6 or something for like $50. If you want to drink, drink
there. Holiday
there.
Inn was like $150.
That's where you were going to the wedding. I understand that. But I'm saying there's no excuse if it's just a money issue. And you're like, I only spend up to $100 on lodging. Well, then only fucking spend $100
well, whatever.
On
I didn't go because I was like, I can't afford this
how
shit.
How do you know these people?
Coworker.
Do you care? Do you?
Yeah, like, I do.
He's a friend, but like how often do you see the guy?
I don't see him that often, but it was like because we worked together.
Yeah,
we
yeah.
were in the
you
same room.
You
should have
went.
I know. I
especially
can't
as a
fucking
work
afford
thing.
It.
You should ask for money. I would give
sent
you money.
I sent him a present.
Why don't you ask? Listeners, Merle needs to go to all these weddings that she hates. Let's make it happen. Go
but
to
it's
our
just
PayPal
so
account
much money.
And donate to Merle Hates Weddings.
Oh, and then I was told, John told me that they're having a rehearsal dinner.
And he's part of the wedding party, so he used to be there.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't get to go, because I'm not in the wedding.
But that's the night before, so and you don't want to go, so who cares?
I know, but it's still, it was like, because he was talking about it like, I have to go. He was like, wait, I'm not going?
That
I don't know, I just, because, you know, it's your date.
I get that.
And he's like, I think you have to pay for your own dinner if you go. I'm like,
Yeah.
Then I'm not going to go.
I don't understand why he just doesn't drive back that night.
I don't know. I actually told him he thought it was farther away.
La Porte, Indiana?
Yeah. And I found out it was only like hour and a half, 2 hours. Mm-hmm. I was like, you should probably just get a night or just come back.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, God. So your whole basis of hating marriages comes from one wedding in La Porte, Indiana.
Well, two.
Two weddings. That's
they're very
it.
Insanely expensive.
Who cares? Well, you stop knowing people that get fucking married in the sticks.
I know. I don't know what that is.
You do know what that is. It's religion. You just said...
What, there's only religion in the sticks?
No, they're probably going to go where the family is and going to probably get married in the church where the mother got married or the father
Jesus
got married.
Christ.
It's not a bad thing. It's not a good thing. It's just what it is.
I'm going to go to Mexico then.
Is that your parents got married?
Yeah.
That's cool.
I guess.
You should just only pop out kids in Mexico. So you're never going to get married.
No. What for?
Tax reasons.
I was telling how...
Nice,
like,
cool
you know
rings.
What now? I don't even...
Have jewelry.
If we get married, I want to just be like, take me to Chipotle for my present.
Oh, God. You depress me.
Give me a Chipotle gift card.
That's so
That would
depressing.
Come useful because then I could get lunch that's past so, this wedding.
That's so depressing. You could do a wedding well. You don't have to go to...
And then also that thing with the presents. That's crazy. Like, what I was looking at these lists. And like, I need new sets of dishes and new sets of this and new sets of that. And I'm like, who are you inviting to your house that you need 20 sets of dishes now?
Okay, stop that.
And wine glasses and this and that.
That's not a wedding issue. That's the personal issue of the people you know. You're not even friends with these people.
But that's most wedding registries.
That's why you're not going to most weddings. Who cares? Let it be, man. Like, that stuff's so minor. I don't care about that. I'd care more about the music they play at the wedding. Like that Chris Brown song that they danced to in the office.
Jesus
like,
Christ.
He beats women.
If they would have done that at my wedding, I would have punched them all in the face as they came down the aisle.
Which would have fit the song, because he beats women.
Knock them all in the face.
It's that kind of thing. It's like, we can't just play R. Kelly's I Believe I Can Fly. He fucks kids. Like, we can't do that and pretend it's okay.
It isn't.
We could play the YMCA as long as the wedding party isn't homophobic. Because the irony is too thick.
What about Celebration by Earth, Wind & Fire?
You cannot be racist if you play the song Celebration.
I wonder if most people know
because
it's
that was
it's
the
a
theme song.
Group.
Or no, that's I'm thinking of We Are Family. Never mind. We Are Family. You shouldn't be playing We Are Family if you're racist, because that was the theme song for the Pirates in the 70s when they went on this crazy hot streak and it was like the most diverse group of players in the league. Hence the theme song, We Are Family. You can't play that if you're a Klansman.
Oh, I totally thought you meant like real pirates.
When the actual real pirates started taking over ships.
That's what I thought.
On the Ivory Coast.
That would have been awesome.
How little
been like, go, pirates.
All of my references revolve around sports and TV. I don't know anything about pirates or the world. Oh, man. Okay, so you hate weddings. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
You never want to
just have
married.
A really great party.
Well, I think I'm going to get married and have a really good party.
Just then do that.
Well, how is it different than a wedding? It is a wedding.
Yeah,
it could be
but
both.
You have to order them fucking flowers.
Flowers are badass.
Invitations
could be fun.
It's just, it's insane to think how
no,
much
it's
you
not.
Spend.
It's about control,
John was
man.
Telling me that people spend, like, the median, I think, was, like, $20,000.
No, I understand that, but we're...
It's like, that's a college education for a year.
A community college. That's a community college three-semester package. I bet I could get married for under $5,000 and make it awesome.
Or that's your goal.
It. Yeah, that's one of my goals. That's not a bad goal.
I don't care.
I want to get married, man.
Whatever.
Not to you.
I'd
so
nag
negative.
You. Nag, nag, nag,
Chipotle. Nag, nag, nag.
Nag, nag, nag.
Ack, ack, ack.
I want chocolate.
That's a Kathy / 30 Rock reference here in the hottest podcast in the nation. Physically
literally,
hot.
Literally, yeah.
Literally hot. Okay. We done with weddings? Topic two.
Yeah.
At minute 27:45, we're going to topic two. I saw the most appropriate tattooed woman today I've ever seen
appropriate?
Before. Appropriate tattoos.
Okay.
Tattoos look badass. For a certain age. I'd say 15 to 17 tattoos look like they're the best thing ever.
Mm-hmm.
Women, it depends on the time and the place. Men, time and place, obviously. Time and place, I mean like time of day and place being place on your body.
Okay.
So, I saw a woman tattooed, full body sleeves, facial piercings, like a not goth, not like kind of suicide girly, kind of rockabilly chick.
Okay.
Decent, like, everything except her lower body. She was paraplegic or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, her bottom half was, like, half the size of a normal person's
okay,
body.
So she was in a wheelchair?
Yeah. And she's got... You can tell, like, she's got health problems and shit. And, like, she's probably gonna die. If she passes 45, she'll be very lucky. Like, she looked like that kind of person, right? That is the best person to be tattooed up. Because after that age, you look fucking dumb. This woman looked amazing at 20, like, 5. Just full body sleeves. Completely appropriate. They could say anything. They could be just hate speech or like mistakes of men she fucked. It doesn't matter, because when you know you're gonna die at that age, hell yeah, go for it. It's brilliant.
I think it's also, like you said, that her lower half was very tiny,
very very tiny,
and I think she's maybe compensating because she you know, she made it all fancy up on
top.
Yeah,
it's kind of great. I kind of agree with this lady's tattoo
so
decisions.
Then you don't stare at her tiny bottom
but
half.
You did, but you're like, it makes sense.
But then you look up because you're like, ah, tattoos.
It looks like she looks like she'd be in the background of a Rob Zombie cover art. Like, it's brilliant.
Just don't show her bottom half.
No, especially
show the bottom half.
Okay, because just the top half, it's fucking boring. But you throw in a paraplegic
and then you go,
bottom
tiny
half,
legs,
hell yeah. Special Olympics should get free tattoos, man. That's why I can't get a tattoo. If I know, like, you're going to die at 33.
Although, can most of the people in these Special Olympics, not, like, the people who are paraplegics and all that, but the other people
like
in the Special
Olympics. Yeah, the guys that play Murder Ball, that shit's awesome. They're all tattooed. Oh, they look like the shit, man.
But,
hell yeah.
You know, Special Olympics also has people who have mental.
No. No mental. No mental.
I was going to say, I'm like, they're going to get pictures of weird stuff on them.
If they want, they can get this. Have you seen the cloth sleeve tattoo things?
Oh, yeah.
Are they selling now? They can get those.
Okay.
I see a lot
of those. They each get a pair.
Of whatever they want. Crazy shit. Like,
or they can just get painted.
I just like the idea of like clowns having sex with oranges. And
fake
them.
Tattoos.
Yeah, that's fine, too.
Stick-ons.
That might get weird, though, because then like they might... It could get weird.
Oh, they rub off.
Exactly, but people will rub them and stuff. Or the cloth thing, it's a little simpler. I think if you're paraplegic, I would get a tattoo. If I get in a car accident tomorrow and I lose, like,
are you
going to
tat yourself up?
Fuck yeah. Because at a certain point, you're like, that's it. I'm, like, going for it. And they go for it. That's brilliant. I can't do that. I'm too timid.
And you've had a life-changing experience.
Yes, I don't have a life. Every day is just a slow sweat out of death, till death.
Great.
Slowly sweating towards death.
You're so positive.
I don't think I'm negative right now. I'm pretty, I'm just dry in my mouth. I think
did you run out of water?
Almost. I'm kind of saving it because we haven't gotten to the main, not the main topic.
The main event? What are you doing? Looks like you're about to mainline something into your arm.
I read this GQ article about why we scratch. Or
why
we itch.
I was looking at that because I was like, I scratch all the time.
And it's bad for you.
Oh, yeah, because you're just deadening the
So it
the
said if you need to do something, just rub it. It's better for you than scratching.
That's
so
true.
I've been rubbing my arm in this.
And now it's red.
In the elbow crease on my right arm.
I will scratch my legs until I bleed because it gets really itchy, but then it starts to burn and itch, and you're just like, and then it just starts bleeding.
You know, it probably would make it itch less. Tattoos.
No, I think I would scratch it more, and then they'd get all...
What about the dead midget from Fantasy Island Tattoo? Would he make it itch less? Just put tattoo on your tattoo.
Tattoo is a tattoo? No, because
he's got to be one of the most popular TV characters of all time as a tattoo.
See, but you would scratch it, and then maybe the ink would fall off.
I don't think ink falls off.
If you scratch it enough.
I don't think ink falls off.
If you're scratching enough to make
I don't think you understand how tattoos work. No. Maybe, actually. That's a good point. There's this movie, Suicide Club. Did you ever see it?
No.
Not Suicide Kings, with Christopher Walken and Jay Moore. Not that movie. No, this is a Japanese... I think it's Japanese. It might be Chinese. Want to see a Japanese film from 01 or 02.
No.
It's great, and it's how this preteen pop group essentially makes people suicidal.
Oh, great.
It's awesome. Great. And one of the scenes towards the end of it is like the actual group of kids, like the five really cute, I think Japanese kids, shave people's backs like with a meat shaver.
Oh, and, like, how lovely.
And like it's this beautiful like snow falling, but it's skin falling.
Yeah.
Like, just it's so beautiful. And that's what I think of when I hear rubbing off a tattoo.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what that also reminds me of? Have you seen those stores, Cloud Nine? The ice cream? There's one on Belmont and Broadway. It's called Cloud Nine, and they do shaved ice or something like that.
Oh, yes, I have.
It looks like ham.
Oh, really?
Have you noticed? Have you seen any
pictures? No, I haven't gone in.
It looks like they have pictures on the store.
It's not like next to Land of the Lost.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They have pictures on the front, and it just looks like shaved ham.
Shaved clams.
Shaved ham with...
I'd like ham.
With like whipped cream on top.
You know,
mayo. Could be mayo.
Have you ever made a ham, like a big ham?
Yes.
Did you enjoy it? Did you finish it? A lot of people don't finish it because it's a lot of food.
Well, not on that day.
Well, yeah. What if you...
I didn't go to town on
you
it.
You could have been feeding like a
it.
Family. I'm just asking.
No, never do. Because, you know, you make so much other stuff.
What do you make with it? What do you make with it?
Mashed potatoes and
gravy
and corn.
No, not the sides with
what
the ham.
What do you mean make with it?
What do you make with the ham? Like, after you make the ham... Like, what do you do day two, day three? Do you make, like, split
sandwiches.
Pea soup? Do you put it in eggs? You make sandwiches?
Okay, you do sandwiches, and then you also fry it up in a pan, and then eat it with eggs.
Okay, so I'm just asking. We're learning about each other's ham, our ham
our
habits.
Our ham habits?
Our HHs.
Although my favorite
HH
ham,
Holmes hams.
Have you ever had ham steak?
No.
They just sell it. It's like the thin.
No, I haven't.
It's got a little tiny bone in the middle.
No.
Oh, God, it's delicious.
I almost made a sex joke.
It's a little fatty.
With a little tiny bone in the middle. It's a little fatty.
It's so good.
A little fatty with a little tiny bone.
You should
bone
try
in the
it
middle.
Sometime.
That sounds like a kid's sex thing, but like a night.
Ham steak?
No. Like, you know, the Love Is Kids?
Yeah.
That would be like their nicknames for each other.
Bone in is.
A little bone in the middle and a little fatty. Like, those. That a little bone in the middle would be the girl's name. And a little fatty would be the boy's name. That's the
what
Love Is characters' sex names.
Okay.
My mom cut out a Love Is. That's the most depressing Love Is I've ever seen.
What was it?
On her fridge, it goes, Love Is continuing when he's gone. And like oh, she, and the little Love Is naked person's at the grave.
Oh, God.
It's like the most fucked up Love
Is. Is it the end? Like, they just ran out of stuff.
They're like, I want to fucking die, but this is what love is,
we
got
to go to death
That's
now.
Not love. That's not moving on. That's insane.
Do they do baby ones? Follow us on Twitter at YMTE. Friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/youmethemeverybody. And for details on Monday and Tuesday nights at the Hungry Brain, go to youmethemeverybody.com.